mountains meet the sea, in a clapboard shack by a broken down tree. There's a light in the window, two salty gals inside. I'm not sure if they're witches, but you know that's implied. Got the storytelling, ego swelling, pillow talking, moonlight walking, sea hags.
Welcome to the Sea Hags Podcast. I'm Chris Sheppa.
And I'm Katie Norgren. And guess who just got back today after about 2 weeks away? It's the cunts are back in town. The cunts are back in town. Cunts are back in town.
Yeah, the cunts.
We're cunts.
Extremely cunty. And then I decided to turn the microphone on.
Yeah, we just straight up. Yeah, we hadn't seen each other in 2 weeks or so. And we had a lot of pent up. And so we just thought, let's just start.
Yeah, but I can't say the things that I was saying off mic on mic,
no,
Katie.
Of course not.
Like, that's just not correct.
No, but we're in that zesty mood as we can be when it's just the two of us here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, it's because you brought that good sauce from Portland.
I did. I brought the most fizzy water. It's not doing the thing anymore, but when we poured it in, I'll tell you what.
It went.
It was so loud. And I don't know if it's the ice cubes or whatever, but it's like the most minerally water.
It's called Topo Chico?
Topo Chico. So that's my good friend and past guest, Nikki. She is a bubbly water addict, and she's the one who's gotten me into seltzer, period. But she has a tattoo of a Topo Chico bottle.
Really?
Yeah, and she has a piece of Topo Chico wall art, too. So she's really into that fizz. She's hooked on the fizz. She's on that spicy water kick.
Go on, girl, and get that fizz. If you don't, then you go piss.
That's your biz.
There you go. I thought you go piss was a better word.
Yeah, you go piss. That's a new insult that you've just coined. You go piss.
Oh, I'm feeling zesty as hell today. I've missed you very much.
We
haven't even, like, talked on G-Chat, and then today when it was like, should we get together for podcasting? I was like, are you okay? Do you want to do it? Are you good?
Yeah, you're like, you want some time off? I was like, no, I'm free. I'm free today. It's not till tomorrow that my beloved, beautiful wife returns from 2 weeks away.
Yeah, you've been like off the leash for like a week, man.
Yeah, man. I was feeling like a freak on a leash. Yeah, no pounding, no strange. I did go to Portland. I spent a lot of time with some friends, like,
tell me about your Portland trip.
Let's get right into it. I hauled ass down there after work on Wednesday last week, and, it didn't take me very long to get there at all. I was there by about 9:30. So really, really fast, considering that I was basically pummeling my way through Seattle traffic after rush hour. So
nice.
It's like only Tacoma fucked me up because Tacoma sucks.
Fucking Tacoma.
Eat shit, Tacoma. Your dome is ugly and I hate the QE Convention Center too. So suck a nut and go drive on Chuck-a-Nut, which is closer to the border.
I got to drive a Chuck-a-Nut drive. I was very excited about that.
Chuck-a-Nut.
It's very scenic.
Chuck-a-Nut.
Chuck-a-Nut drive.
Isn't there a Chuck-a-Nut in Abbotsford as well? Because there's like...
Probably.
Because there's the one in, like, Washington State, and then there's, like, another hilariously named road that has nut in it.
Eat a dick road.
Eat a dick road. Dude, there is actually a private road somewhere named Katie's Crotch Road. It's the greatest thing in the world. And I'm like, I live on that street. That's where I'm from.
Yeah, well, it runs right up
here. I'm from Brenda's Crotch Road. Gross. Sorry, Mom. So I went to Portland. I went to visit my friend Nikki, and I also went to visit my friend Chris Hotamy, who is a Portland comedian and a really super stellar dude. So I spent some time with my sweet, sweet Nicole, who is my Pisces angel baby. And we got to spend a lot of time with some dogs and some reefer. And we had a really nice time together. I mostly stayed with Chris Hotamy, though. He has an Airbnb, and it's very nice. So I got to have my own little private bedroom, private bathroom in the cool, cool dark of a basement, which is always my preference for sleeping. I love to sleep underground
because really?
I'm a mole man.
I've always known this about you. You are a mole man.
I've always been a mole man, and this is Mole Man in the Morning.
Happy Mole Man to you.
Happy Mole Man to you. Man getting hit by Mole Man. So yes, I do like a basement bedroom. It's always very comfortable when the weather outside is hot.
frightful.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's like, pull it back. It's 6 months away. Your birthday also.
I know. Give it to
everybody.
Me.
Everybody. Yes, give me my presents. Give me my unbirthday presents.
Well, yeah, I'm almost basically, it's end of June, so.
So it would have been a few days ago.
Yeah.
A very merry unbirthday to you.
Well, thank you very much. You're welcome. Did you get me a present?
Topo Chico.
Yay!
Half of a bottle of $1.49 bottle of water.
Thank you. You're welcome. You know me so well.
Anyhow, so yeah, I stayed at his place, and Chris is an independent show producer, and he does some really outrageous and weird things. He does a show called Spec Script, which features a script written about a television show that already exists, but written by someone who has never seen the show before. So it is, I don't know if they're allowed to look at a show summary or if they can look at like a character list, but they have to write parts for
just
all
know
of the major
it, like,
characters.
Just know it like from pop culture.
Essentially, yeah. So it would be very easy for me to do that for like Mad Men or something like that. But this person did House, House MD, but did it as he was the curator of a medical museum. So it was like a murder mystery in a museum and it was really great. And
that sounds fun.
And I played Gregory House.
You got to be the titular host.
I was the special guest because I'm from Canada, and that was not Canada. So that was very cool that
he
cast me.
You got to be the titular house.
I got to be the titular house, and I got to do a lot of architecture puns that the script writer put in. So I was like, well, if this is wrong, I don't want to be Frank Lloyd Wright.
Like, yes. Well,
or Sweet Maya Lin, that's a disgusting dead body or something. So it was a hoot and a half, and I got to do some time there too, and it was fun. But the first show I went on the Thursday, I just hopped onto a show that a friend put me onto, basically, and it ended up being a lesbian baby shower.
What?
So Kristen Cooper Bender is a comic from Portland, and her partner is heavily pregnant, about 37 weeks. So the two of them, Coop, she goes by Coop, was headlining the show, and her wife was there, and her wife was very pregnant and very beautiful, and I was like flirting with both of them a lot because they're cute. So
yes.
It was very nice. I was like, yes, of course I'm on a baby shower for lesbian comics. Naturally, that's the only thing that I can truly do, so.
I mean, hey, if you got a brand, you got a brand.
You got a brand, you know, and I had a really good time. I got a lot of walking in. I slept really well most of the time that I was there.
And how was your pooping? Just kidding. You
didn't fine. Know? It was great. Pooped like a champ. I mean, like, slightly less than a champ would poop, probably, but, like, good, Deez.
Champs eat a lot of roughage.
Champs are, like, hitting the kale train all day long. Yeah, so that was fine. Thank you
so
very much for asking.
I'm so sorry I asked that.
I'm not. I'm pleased that you care about my well-being, of my butt.
You know.
Yeah, so Portland was great. Yeah, I love everybody that I know there. They're so lovely. Food is delicious. There's more variety of seltzer flavors than you could possibly shake a stick at. I brought like 8 flavors home with me. I got pineapple palmello. I got raspberry lime. I got fucking organic blackberry. That's the best one by far. It's so good.
Are these all LaCroix or are they?
No, I didn't bring any LaCroix home because I can get LaCroix in Canada now. Uh-huh. But there's some kinds you can't get here. They get these fancy tall cans named like Mier Pepino or something like that. And they're delicious, but yeah, I got the stuff that I can't get here. So they have Polar, which is like an East Coast seltzer. It's like seltzer wars. LA is LaCroix, you know, in New York and everything. They love Polar.
Okay.
So the seltzer wars is a real thing.
This whole other, like, subculture that I never even knew about.
They just love angry
seltzer
water.
Angry.
Seltzer wars.
Spicy water.
Spicy water. Yeah, I think that about brings us up to say, just basically, it was a really good thing for me because I love traveling alone.
There you go.
I love it so much. It recenters me in a big way, in the way that, like, doing drugs used to, like doing a mushroom or something.
Mm-hmm.
Just one mushroom. Would make me, like, have realizations and stuff. This was just good to be like, oh, I desperately need to carve out, like, severe alone time. Like much more than a few hours here and there. I need to make sure that every couple of months I'm spending at least, like, 3 days totally just doing the things that I want to do and not having to be beholden to anybody else. So that, and to be able to, I'm a very comfortable driver. Which I noticed is not a common theme among most of my friends, because most of our friends don't drive, or they have licenses and they just don't.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, most of them don't own cars. But a ton of our friends straight up don't have licenses or just have their like L's. So, I realize, like, that's not common for everybody. That's obviously comes from privilege, from having the money to have a car and to go to, like, driving lessons. But, yeah, I've been driving for longer than I haven't been driving in my life now, and I drive a lot, so I'm very just confident, and I don't get scared anymore. Like, when I'm boxed in by two big semis or whatever, I just, like, I know how to use my car to get into a better situation. Nice. So I was feeling confident and comfortable everywhere I went, and I felt like I was walking into places as if I belonged there, and I wasn't going to hear anything otherwise from people. I was just like, no.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Fuck fucking Ace. And so, yeah, I've been listening to a lot of Lizzo, too, which is, you know, increasing my my self-love power.
Nice.
Because she's so aggressively self-love.
Yeah, her songs are just like,
I look so good, yeah, I like my butt. My butt is really fat, and I like my butt now. Yeah, a lot of her songs are like, ooh, I touch myself. I look so thick. It's really good. Give me your dick. It's good. She does a great song with Big Frida called Karaoke.
Nice.
And there's this line by Big Frida in this, like, if you got a dick them down. If you got a drip, then make them drown.
Oh, hey.
I love that. It's so, like, it's a little binary, but it's very, like, you know, all genders can come to play. If you got a dick them down, though. Big Frida is a super cool trans lady who does big word
bounce
music from New Orleans.
Oh, man.
So cool.
I am so happy to hear that you're loving the solo traveling, because I remember your trip to England, you had said on the podcast, it was a little bit more fraught of just like, I'm by myself and I feel a little like...
I was feeling kind of
unmoored a little bit. And so, but then it's like, you still had these really amazing times of like, again, walking into Scotland into a comedy club and just being like, I belong here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like... the imposter syndrome kind of goes away when you're traveling, because it's like, nobody knows me. Nobody knows, like, what my background
That's
is.
Totally
they just know
it.
That I'm here.
It's because I can be an imposter, and they're not going to know either way. Like,
yeah.
I won't be there for the debriefing.
Yeah.
Not that there's going to be one.
Exactly.
But, you know, when you're around people a lot, and you start to notice their tics, you just wonder what they're thinking all the time. You start to, like, cater things to other people and behave differently. It's like, you know, like an observed light particle has to act differently because there's blah, blah, blah.
La-di-da.
Some bullshit. Science.
Schrodinger's pussy? What did you just say?
Basically, that is, yeah. It's, yeah. You can't tell if it's a pussy or not. If you got a dick, then dick them down. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's really nice. And do you like road trips more than, like, flying to a place, do you
yeah.
think?
Well,
yeah.
I like anything where I can move about a little bit more freely than in a plane. Obviously, mm-hmm. like, in a car, you can't move around, but you can stop at any time you want, especially
yeah.
if you're by yourself, which is, and I love,
ooh, yeah.
the I-5 kind of sucks, but the great thing about it is that there are very predictable rest stops, like about every 30 or 40 miles.
I love a fucking good American rest stop so much. There's always a Christian with some coffee.
And there's always someone getting their hogs slobbed on somewhere.
What?
up in their cab.
But they're always like...
People fuck there.
Yeah, they're always just like clean and nice usually. Like
they're pretty clean for
yeah.
public washrooms.
Yeah.
Some of them have very, very short doors, which I don't appreciate.
Yeah,
but,
that's Oregon.
Yeah, but I really, really, yeah. That is something that I notice is that when I have total freedom of movement, that's why I like the train so much is because like you can go to a store on a train. You can just walk between the... You can go... It's quite long, right? Like, a
yeah.
full long train is, like, half a mile long. And that's a good walk. It'll be very annoying if you do it several times. But but there's no one to stop you, you know? There's a lot more room to move around, and you can, like, stretch out more
yeah.
on the train. So, I don't love to fly, but I like the freedom flying allows.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't hate flying by myself, and I don't hate flying with Tessa either. I just don't like... the whole airport thing and the whole, like, precarity of being in the sky is just...
Mm-hmm.
It's just anxiety-provoking. But it's... fine.
Yeah.
And you go on a lot of little planes, so you must be, like, you must have no fear of aviation anymore. You're just like,
I never...
Whatever.
I honestly never did. I always thought it was just so exciting.
Right.
And it's still really exciting for me.
It never bothered me when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It was only, like, after I was 22, for some reason, it spooked me. Don't know why.
Yeah, the whole thing of, like, if we were meant to be in the sky, then we... I was like, no, fucking technology exists, and, like...
It's cool as shit.
Yeah. I think it's really neat. I want to go to there. Like, I just want
yeah.
to go to a new place, so...
It's very, very safe. It's bad for the planet, but whatever.
Yeah, I know. I just...
I can't fix that.
I do hate the airport experience very much. Because it's, like... you know, so I'll get to my Kamloops trip, but it's like, it takes as much time to drive to Kamloops as it does to fly, just if you factor in the sitting around in a fucking airport, you know?
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. And that's why I don't really bother to fly to Portland unless, like, I'm going, like, one time I flew there because I just had to go one way and drive back. But, yeah, it's a very short flight, but it's, like, a six-hour drive, and when you, factor in everything, because you have to get from the airport to wherever it is you're going or whatever, it's so much cheaper and so much easier for me to just drive myself.
But I appreciate what you said about, like, having the freedom of movement of just, like, and especially when you're by yourself, it's just like, I want to stop now. I want to go to Popeye's Chicken on the road, and it doesn't want to.
Well, when I was like, oh, I wanted to go to, this is not a good story or interesting, but I,
Welcome to our podcast,
I was kind of just through Olympia, like, on my way to Portland. I was like, oh, I should have some dinner now because it's, like, 8 o'clock and I'm starved. So I went to get Subway because I figure I can eat a sandwich while I'm driving because I really just wanted to make good time. I wanted to be there before 10 so that there was still some time to hang out before, like, a sleeping time arrives. So, but then I pulled into, like, the exit or whatever, and it's like, oh, the Subway is 4 miles away. I was like, I'm not driving fucking 4 miles for a shit-ass submarine sandwich.
Yeah.
So I went to McDonald's and said, it was delicious.
Yeah.
You know what? It was great. They have a very good grilled chicken burger now. It tastes like someone made it in a house, kind of.
Cool.
It's not good, but it's like, oh, my friend who can't really barbecue super well, like, barbecued me, like, a nice chicken breast burger. It's fine. You know? It tastes like it was a real chicken at some point, not just, like, a mushed down patty.
An extruded goo.
Yeah, no, it feels like a real part of a chicken. Nice. Which is, you know, for vegetarians out there, sorry about describing it that way. It's delish.
I still go for they call the junior chicken down there just a McChicken, and they don't have the other kind of McChicken, which is, like, the bigger patty thing. And so, like, I got one, and fuck, it was good. I love McDonald's.
A McChicken is, honest to God, one of the best hangover foods. It's so tasty.
Yeah.
I do like fast food. I don't eat it super, super often, but I have no moral compunction about it. Like, I'm not, like... It's like, it's not better to go to fucking Red Robin and eat a burger and a basket of fries than it is to go to, like, in terms of the nutrients in it. It's just, like, do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Say what you want to say, Adam's family.
Did you eat any Popeye's chicken while you were...
Why are you so into Popeye's?
Because it's really fucking good.
I, honest to God, didn't have any fried chicken products at all. I ate pretty, I wouldn't say healthy, but, like... I ate a lot of tacos, pretty much. I just mostly ate Mexican and Cuban food.
Yeah, fucking Portland is so good for that. So.
Yeah, yeah, Nikki took me to Fried Egg I'm in Love for breakfast sandwiches because she's like, oh, let's go to, I think it's called Jam on Hawthorne, and it's, like, the fanciest breakfast place in the southeast part, and so there's never not been a huge lineup. It's like a 50-minute wait most days. So I was like, no, homie, do not play that. But, of course, there was a 30-minute wait for our sandwiches at this place, so it's, like, whatever. So we just went for a walk and smoked a joint. So, you know, all things... work out in the end.
Seems pretty nice.
It was a goddamn delicious sandwich. You know how they have just, like, the fanciest fucking bread in Portland? It's just always like, oh, look at the crust on this. It's artisanal entirely. Someone's beard hairs are in this.
Had a good tight crumb.
A good crumb.
That's a thing.
I know, it just sounds so stupid. Got a delicious crumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was your weird...
Yeah, so I tried to basically pull off a scheme, and I mostly pulled it off, so...
You do love your schemes.
I really like to do a scheme and a scam, like, I guess scam is wrong, but, like...
Scams and flams!
Schemes and scams, scheming and scamming. I just basically wanted some camping time, and Ed and I really wanted to go to this lake up near Kamloops to hang out with his family who live up there. And we wanted to go for solstice, and then it turned out that this conference was happening at the same time in Kamloops, and then also a work thing was happening in Kamloops around that time, so I'm like, fucking A, I'm gonna go camping, and then do this thing, and then I'll do the conference, and we'll just make it work. And so how's that for work-life balance, right? Which, like, it was kind of my poor partner, he was very patient about just, like, whatever you want to do, babe, like, I'm just gonna get a boat and go fishing. You come and go as you need to, but, like, you know, if you want to hang out with me, that would be great, you know.
It would be great.
So the night before, we get a ping from his sister being like, hey, the lake you want to go to is on fire right now. And we're like, fuck, shit, it's god damn it. Like,
what lake was it?
Tunkwa Lake.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, Tunkwa. It's full of amazing rainbow troutsies.
Mmm, yummy.
And we went there one time before last year and caught, like, so many fish, and it was great. And it's like, apparently we found out the history of this lake. It used to just be like a lake that people would go to, and they would party so much that they were destroying the whole like natural ecosystem. They were like shooting marmots with BB guns. They were
chopping
marmots. Trees down. And one person partied so hard that he died. And I don't know how that works if he got alcohol poisoning and fell in the lake or, like, who knows. But that is just what the ranger told us. Like, yeah, one time someone partied so hard, they died.
So don't party too hard.
And so now, like, because we went last year, we're like, this is the quietest camping spot we've ever been to. It's amazing. So now they've got these, like, they made it a provincial park. And it's, like, quite strict where it's, like, quiet time is, like, 10 o'clock. And that's, like, before the sun even went down because it was solstice, right?
Yeah, it was light so late that night. It was like, 10:20 or something when it really fully went down.
Yeah, we were, like, out. And it was 2 days after solstice that it actually stayed light until, like, almost midnight that we could see on the horizon. So we were, like, maybe this is actual solstice. I don't know.
Who could say?
Who could say?
Scientists, probably.
Yeah, sure. we were struck by how quiet it was, so we wanted to go back. And it's mostly, like, dudes that just go fishing. It's not a swimming lake. So dudes just, like, go to bed early and get up early to go fishing. So we're like, yeah, let's go back to this nice, quiet, beautiful place. And then we're like, shit, it's on fire. What are we going to do? I still am locked in because I agreed to go to Kamloops for work. So, like, what are we going to do? Are we going to go to, like, a different camp spot, like, a different thing? I was feeling kind of upset because lovely Ed, again, long-suffering, but he was like, oh, you can just go by yourself then, and I'll just, like, stay home if you're just going to go to your conference. And I was like, God damn it, like, I want to do... I just was so set in this plan to, like, go camping, right?
Right.
So the next day we wake up, and we figure out, we look, it's like, oh, they put out the fire. That's awesome. Because it was a classified, like, out-of-control wildfire.
Oh, wow.
And we're just like, well, shit, like, there's got to be then a campfire ban that's going to be enacted at that spot and whatever. And we checked, no campfire ban. It was just a whole bunch of lightning strikes. 98 wildfires started that night.
Wow.
And they managed to put them all out. So I'm like, thanks, BC Forest Service. Like,
good job, guys.
They're getting into better, like, preventative mode, I guess, because last year was so hard. So then it's like, you know what, they put out the thing, but there's going to be thunderstorms all weekend. So we're like, shit, do we go camping or not? We decided to go, and we took the long way up to Kamloops, like up through Whistler, Pemberton, Lillooet.
Oh, that's a great little drive.
Which I've never driven that
before.
It's beautiful.
I love Pemberton.
So pretty.
Great potatoes.
Great potato. but so we decided basically, like, once we get there, if it's really shitty, we'll just carry on to Kamloops and go stay at his mom's house. And that'll just be what it is, you know? And I'll do my work and then we'll go home. So we did a nice drive, right? We got to the lake and it was beautiful. Like, we definitely saw thunder and lightning. We saw lightning, heard thunder.
You know, for that important clarification.
You know how it goes.
I know what that meteorological life be like sometimes.
So we got there and it was actually quite beautiful. So we set up all of our stuff and the night was lovely. And so then the next morning I'm like, well, I have to go to work. I have to pick up my boss from her hotel in Kamloops at 9:30 in the morning. So I kind of didn't realize how far away this lake was from Kamloops.
How far was it?
Like an hour and a half. I thought it was like under an hour, but turns out wasn't really. And so I got up at 6 in the morning, but camping, right? Like, I woke up kind of naturally at, like, 5:30. We made breakfast, we made coffee, and then I got into my car. I was, like, grubby as shit. The mosquitoes were so bad.
Right.
Because apparently it was too dry for the last 2 years for any of the mosquitoes to really hatch, and this year was cool enough, so we got 3, like, years of, like, pent-up just, like, jizzing mosquitoes everywhere.
Oh, God, are you, like, covered in bites?
Oh, yeah, I've got so many, but they were, like, you couldn't feel them bite, you saw the bite, and then they didn't itch.
Oh, good.
But that was on me.
Ed is more allergic?
He is apparently more reactive. They didn't hurt him as much, but they puffed up, and they got his whole face.
Oh, no.
The first night, because he didn't spray any bug spray on his face. And so he just had these huge welts, all over his
dreadful
face. It looked quite awful, but then they went away.
Well, that's a relief.
You know.
You don't want his face to be wrecked forever.
No, I want to smooch that. And I mean, I probably still would if you had, like,
if you look like Rocky Dennis or whatever.
I probably still would.
You probably still love him.
But, so I was like, okay, shit, gonna get to Kamloops. So I drove this, like, long, winding road. I realized also, I was like, oh yeah, the lake totally had cell service last time we went there. No, it didn't. It never has. I just made it up. So I was totally out of cell range, couldn't really tell anyone that I was like an hour and a half out of town. So I'm like, I'm just going to do it. So I was grubby, covered in sunscreen and like disgusting bug spray, so like sticky, in gross sweats, brought my change of clothes and was like, oh, I'll just like, I'll go to visit, like Ed's sister said that I could come and shower at her house, right? So I drive into Kamloops, wait till I get a cell signal, text her. Like, I basically had to, like, speed down the highway. I was going, like, 120. And I realized that, like, I'm actually quite a comfortable driver as well.
Right.
And, like, me and my Jeep, like, we just bonded this weekend. Like,
beep, beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep?
Yeah. So we were just, like, yeah, bombing down the highway. Like, it was a pretty good drive-in. And then I went and got gas and texted for the address. Her house was, like, way on the other side of town. So I basically run in, say hi to her husband. Like, he points me to the bathroom. I took a 5-minute shower, ran out. With my hair still in a towel, right? But then I put on my clean clothes. I had, like, I had all my stuff. I had my blazer, you know, hanging in the back. And it was so hot already in the morning, so I rolled down the windows.
And you let it blow dry.
I stepped out of my car at the hotel with 5 minutes to spare with the perfect blowout.
Fuck you.
It was amazing.
I
pulled it off.
Oh, you are so close to not pulling it off, though. Oh, yeah.
Well, because my boss was also texting me, like, the whole, where are you? I thought you were going to be here an hour ago. I'm like, no, we agreed on 9:30. That's when I'm going to rock up. And, you know, she needed some extra stuff. So I was able to, like, run in, get the things that I needed to get sorted. I was also handling another person that I didn't realize. And so I just like piled them all in my car and drove us to the place where we did our thing. So yeah, just, we got to hang out, do this announcement thing. And then I just like hung out in Kamloops for a little bit. But I was so pleased that I pulled it off.
Like, I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
But I also have like that motherly kind of like, you little scam.
Oh, I played it real close to the wire there. Like I almost totally could have just fucked it up, you know? Like I got stuck behind a logging truck for a very small amount of time. And if it was any longer, I would have like been fucked.
You would have been super late.
And because I was just like, do I just rock up there? Like I'll change, but I'm going to be greasy. And I'm just so happy that it worked out, that I could, like, take a shower. And so then, yeah, then Ed's sister and her husband think that I'm super cool because I just rush in. I'm like, gotta go, the premier's waiting on, like, run back out. They were like, that was, like, the fastest shower I've ever seen anyone take. And to me, it felt like a heavenly long amount of time, but it was, like, probably under 5 minutes.
I take the shortest fucking showers.
I know, me too. I generally, even, like, a leisurely shower for me is, like, 10 minutes at most.
Yeah, Tessa takes, like, 20 to 30-minute showers.
I don't get it.
I feel so guilty about the plan.
Yeah.
But I take baths really frequently, so nobody has any... I have nothing to say. Yeah. Like, I can't... I have no legs on which to stand. I have no legs. I am just a weeble. So a large egg-shaped creature with a heavy, heavy bottom.
Oh, man. So then after that, like, I do a little bit of work. I do some phone calls and stuff before I get out of cell reception. I go to Ed's parents' house because his dad apparently has some firewood for us to take back. So I'm looking around. He's like, it's, you know, it's behind the RV. So I look behind the RV and I'm like, well, there's just these piles of, like, shit. There's, like, shingles and, like, pieces of other. And, like, his sister had already told me, like, oh, yeah, watch out for dad's wood pile. There's, like, weird stuff in there. So I'm like, great. I'll just start loading all this, like, broken down shit into my car. Had it wrapped in a tarp and drove a road back, you know, drove back to the lake. We wound up going fishing.
What time did you get back to the lake that day?
Like 3 o'clock.
Okay. Wow.
It was like totally fine. So then and I needed to be back at the campsite by 3 so we could go pick up our boat rental. I got back at like 3:30 or something. So I just like, I fucking killed it, dude. It was amazing. Schemes and scams.
Schemes and scams. You have so much confidence. It's just like, that is both a praise and slight shade. I'm just like, you have so much confidence.
Thank you.
It was funny hanging out with Chelsea yesterday because she's also a Capricorn. Mm-hmm. And I introduced her to Jenny Nicholas and she's reading her Capricorn horoscope. She's like, wow, this really applies to me. I was like, because I don't think you two are similar at all in your, like, you have like a similar sort of work ethic, but, she has much less of the bravado that I tend to associate with the ram fish, the goatfish.
But she's also a performer, so I don't really get...
I forget that, though. I always forget that she... And she was in the military for a little while. So it's such a cool person.
Maybe that drills some of the flash out of you. I don't know.
It was so nice to spend time with her. Like, to get to hang out. Did I even mention that I hung out with my friend Chelsea on the show yet?
Not finished my story yet, but that's fine.
Sorry. Let me pull it back and I'll say it after.
Just so we got into our boat rental. Mm-hmm. And Ed was telling me that he spent the whole day, like, fishing at the dock of this lake, and he saw every single weather pattern, like, go by, right?
Wow.
And, but it still looked nice, and it was good, and then we're puttering around in our boat, we're trying to catch some fish, and looking at this huge black cloud kind of coming towards us, and then we're like, all the other fishermen are, like, leaving the lake, like, it's not a lightning storm, like, you have to get out of the water if it's lightning.
Right.
But let's just, you know, let's just take our little boat back to our campsite and we'll set up for dinner and then we'll go out for another fish. And this black cloud's getting closer and closer and, like, everyone's off the lake and we're like, I guess it must be dinner time. Anyway, let's putter through. And suddenly the sky just, like, opened up and it was, like, sideways freezing rain and we're just in a boat driving into it to get to our little campsite and we were just like, fuck, just driving this boat. My jeans got soaked. It was like ice water running down the back of my ass. Like, it was awful.
Going fishing, even in like June or July, like this is around the time of the year I remember I went with my dad and his best friend and his daughter who's about the same age as me. It was the coldest I've ever been in my life.
Yeah.
After like getting wet on the lake, I guess.
Yeah.
And then coming back and just shivering, like feeling like I was gonna die from shivering in the trying to warm up in the tent. Yeah. It sucks.
It was awful. And we had left our car back at the resort where we got the boat, because we were gonna take the boat back there and drive back. But then we took our little boat to the campsite because we were just gonna stop over there. But we pull up the boat, our whole like sun shelter, because we thought it was going to be super hot, so we put up a sun shelter. Not a rain shelter. It was, like, broken, fallen over. So I'm, like, holding it up, trying to keep, like, most of our shit from getting wet, because there's no truck to sit in. And so then Ed, basically, he, like, put on his waders, like, his fishing waders, and, like, drove the boat back through that deluge to get the truck.
Oh, what
a dreamboat. I basically took off all my clothes and just, like, stood in the rain in my underwear, because it was warmer than
being in your wet clothes.
Being in my wet clothes that were just like sticking to my skin. So I was
hate
just
the
like
feeling of being in wet clothes.
I was holding a tent up for 20 minutes in my underpants in like a rainstorm.
That's fair you.
It was like it felt, you know, like it was just we're gonna tough it out, we're gonna do it. And then, you know, Ed brought the car back and we just like sat in the car with the heaters blasting for like 2 hours and drank whiskey while like it poured. And then the sky cleared and then it was dry enough to have a fire and then we all warmed up and it was great. So we just Yeah.
Just had to weather that storm, literally.
Yeah, it was a lot. And I was just like, I'm not driving back to Kamloops for my conference the next morning. I feel like garbage. All my clothes are soaked. So I just stayed at the lake the whole rest of, like, Saturday. And Ed's whole family came out, and it was really lovely to, like, see everybody. And I guess, like, all the sisters don't usually get together that often. So it was really pleasant. It was a scorcher of a day. So all our clothes dried out. All of our stuff dried out.
Good, good,
good. Ed's dad shows up with all these boxes of firewood. He's like, Chris, I was waiting for you all day. Like, I had gone to their house to pick up all this, like, junk that I thought. And I knocked on the door. I rang the bell. Nobody was there. I just took what I thought was. So apparently I took his entire junk pile. And he had this whole box of, like, nice firewood for me that I should have taken. So I wound up burning, like, all of his garbage that he was going to take to the dump.
Well, he saved him a trip.
I guess. And we burned it. So
we burned it.
Yeah. So then we just had all this extra firewood. And then, yeah, had a beautiful day at the lake. The next morning, I was like, I am going to go to the conference for the last day because I got tapped for a particular workshop to go to. And so I, again, drove into town. The workshop was at the university, and there's, like, an aquatic center right next to the university, so I went and, like, paid my $5 and just took, like, a luxurious shower at the pool.
That's genius.
And then, again, like, walked over to the university. It was so hot that I had the blowout again the next day. Rocked up to the conference, and people are just like, whoa, have you been here all weekend? I was like, no, I'm just rolling in today. And, like, this is, it's a political thing, and so, like, everyone there is just like, the party is life, everything, and I'm just like, nah, I'm just here casually for the day. So again, it just felt like a scheme that I pulled off, and then I went back to the lake, and we caught a bunch more fish, and then went home.
You done did it. How many fish did you catch?
We caught 5 overall.
We caught 5 of fish.
Yes, which is not as many as we would have. We caught 5 in one day the last time we went there. So, ooh. But we had the little nieces and nephews, and we're, like, teaching them how to fish, which is basically, like, untangling children from fishing line for 5 hours on a boat.
Pulling hooks out of people's tender flesh.
Yeah, nobody got hooked, but, like, everybody got tangled in each other's lines constantly, and they just, like, bickered the whole time.
You know, I got hooked one time. It hooked around the strap of my glasses. Like,
what?
Yeah, yeah. I got so freaking lucky, it didn't even graze me.
Wow.
It was at Pitt Lake. Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. That is, my aunt and uncle have a cabin up there, and you can only get there by boat, and I would love to go again. I haven't gone in years and years.
Oh, yes. But we're getting a canoe.
It would take a very long time to get there by canoe. A very long time.
Okay.
It is pretty far from here. Okay. I mean, it's up the Pitt River, right, to Pitt Lake, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but my mom told me, like, oh, it costs about $500 in gas to take the boat up there. I was like, I don't think, that doesn't seem true. Mm. It doesn't seem like anybody could afford to do that ever. Yeah. I don't know how money works.
People, if you have a boat, you're already probably pretty fucking rich, so you could pay $500 in gas. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how boats work.
I don't know how money works. I
kind of know how boats work. But
I don't know how shit works.
Anyway, I had, just a very nice kind of time camping and just, like, it's so funny, camping. What are you looking at?
I'm just looking at your, I was looking at your book. I like your book.
Thanks. I really, really, really love camping, and I don't understand why I like it so much, Katie. I was just like, I'm getting eaten alive by mosquitoes, it's freezing raining, we did get, like, much more comfortable mattresses, so we slept really well. And then it's just having the campfire and just sitting under the stars. Like, just, that just makes me feel so grounded and so good.
Being away from the sort of shrill interruption heaviness of life in the city, I think, mm-hmm. is a really good thing. But I there is, like, something about, there's something deeply, deeply primal about mm-hmm. gathering around fire. And, you know, every municipality has forbidden any new builds with in new houses for wood burning fireplaces, and mm-hmm. there are a lot of restrictions on whether or not you can have fire pits or chimeneas in your back, like you have to have covered fire pits or whatever. We had an illegal chimenea in our house in North Delta, which I really loved. We would put, like, you know, like scrap wood in there and just toast some marshmallows or something. It's just like being around fire feels good. It feels very good.
Mm-hmm. So I found that, like, an extremely restorative
good, even weekend. Though it was such a weird...
Yeah. Like, it was the stupidest. I was like, driving 3 hours, like, every day to go do shit. But it was just, it felt so relaxing.
You needed to do something that wasn't just all, you know, all work, no play.
Yeah, it really felt like I took a lot more control over just, like, this is my time, and I'm going to do what I want. And so similar to your trip. So
I wanna get what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good that we both went away and did stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I liked what you said about, like, Portland. I was like, oh, let's go to Portland together and do all this stuff, because I love going to Portland and I've got my group of friends down there and I'd love to meet the people. And you were just like, no. Me going to Portland is me going to Portland's my thing, and, like, not with you. And I'm like, I get that.
That is not the phrasing
that I
used.
Yes, it was.
It was not. You know that I am very delicate with this kind of stuff. Like, you know, it's kind of like something that I do by myself. And you're like, wow, good boundaries.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
You immediately validated my having of boundaries, which I loved. It's not like I never want to go with you. I would love to. I would love to go to LA with you, too.
Mm-hmm.
I just, like...
But you already kind of have your own thing that you do.
I do have my own thing, and it would require, like, mental recontextualization. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of syllables. However, it would be pretty tight to go down and stay in Chris's little flat. And it would be Chris and Chris, and he's super rad, so you would like him a lot. Hi, Chris.
Yeah.
Khatami. I learned how to say his name correctly.
Nice.
It's Iranian.
Ooh, nice. I'm playing...
I thought it was Khatami, and that's not correct.
Yeah.
It's Khatami.
Khatami.
He's a Khatamali.
I'm playing a wedding... with a Syrian groom, and so I'm gonna learn some Syrian folk music to play. Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I have to relearn a bunch of Bach and then some Syrian music.
Ugh, him and his sweets.
Yeah, they're so pretty, though.
He loves his sweets.
Yeah, gotta love a sweet. Should we take a quick little break?
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Wow, that to pop the mic.
Sure. Snap, crackle, pop, baby. That's Topo Chico.
Are you getting lit off the Topo Chico, my dude?
I was just at a wedding shower where I drank a lot of rosé.
So. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see. You were lit before we started.
Just a little bit. I drank some rosé, but I ate so many fucking cupcakes because there was just so much cake. And the moms of the bride made like a chocolate mayonnaise cake.
I've heard about this being very good.
Because if you think about it, you put eggs and oil in cake.
It's so just moist as hell.
It's just moist as hell and so rich. And
a little tang to it.
Had some of that, too.
Well, I love sour cream baked goods, right? Yeah. Like, every time, sour cream donuts, fucking sour cream glaze from...
Yes.
It's the only worthwhile donut from Tim Hortons.
It's true.
Thank you for agreeing with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're right.
So that's your fizzy water. Did you also want to fill us in about Chelsea?
Yeah. So my beloved Chelsea, who was my roommate, with her husband, Matt, when I first went back to school in 2010, I found them on Craigslist, and the pictures of their place featured a oil painting of a unicorn bust, but like on a human body with big old titties in a bikini top made of camouflage material. And I remember going like, what? And so when I replied to the ad, I was like, quick question. Is that a big titty unicorn painting? At least you got a unicorn with titties painting in your house. And they're like, yes, we do. I was like, I will be moving in shortly. But it instantly, like, we met and we talked for like half an hour. I had a beer with them. And then I left and I was like, ooh, I sure hope they want me to live with them. And like 20 minutes later, they sent me a text like, please live with us.
Nice.
So, and we had a wonderful time. Like, I've never had better roommates in my life. They were considerate. They didn't make huge messes, but they weren't super picky either, and they appreciated everything I did, because I'm a very tidy person, so I would, like, clean up if they were both busy or working late or something like that. I would tidy up, and they would just, yeah, it was great. We were, like, a little tricycle for a little while, and it was super lovely, and then they moved, after they had some kids, they moved to Langford, so over on the Island. So, Chelsea, this is the second time she's come out to visit me this year, which has been great. Like, she'll just come out for a night, and we'll go have some beers. We'll go down to, like, we went to St. Augustine's last night. It was super, super nice. Mm-hmm. We actually got in right away and then got those two seats that are, like, right at the window.
Nice.
So I could not stop staring at people. I was like, ah, look, it's lesbian Anthony Bourdain. Like, I'm just, like, pointing at everybody and giving them new names. Lesbian Anthony Bourdain was very cute.
It
was bittersweet, you know?
Yeah. Aww. Yeah, that would be a very hot person.
Yeah, it was a very hot person. I was just like, you definitely have a motorcycle. You look like a motorcycle. It was a person with a wheel in the front and a wheel in the back.
And a sidecar, if you know what I mean. Big dick energy.
Okay. You've been wanting to say big dick energy since we started.
Yeah, tell me about that big dick energy on the sidewalk.
Okay, so big dick energy. I'm sure everybody already knows what it's all about. Just that vibe of like, I know what I got. It's cool.
But I just liked it. You were saying that there are, like, the stars out front of the commercial drive station.
Right, so people can buy those little things, right? Like, the little tiles and, like, right, like, Robert, I love Lydia or something like that. And I saw one that had a very weird, like, someone had dropped something on it and, like, made a concave sort of, like a crackle that was quite oblong. And then two smaller circular-sized things in dents in the pavement. And as I walked by with Chelsea, I said it so loudly. I said, did someone drop their dick on this? And there's two, like, maybe 20-something women behind us, and they started screaming with laughter. Like, literally screaming. Like couldn't breathe. They were like, that's the funniest thing I've heard in my life. I was like, I wanted to, like, pull out a business card and be like, actually. But that would have been ugly. I would never have done that, but I was just like, if you think that's funny.
Come see some of this.
Come see some material I've prepared.
That's so good. I
just
like
love
that
to laugh about dicks. Dicks, butts, farts, poops, all that kind of stuff. Super funny to me still.
Yeah. Speaking of big dick energy, I got to see Robert Plant last night.
He is just dick energy. He's a big dick.
He's still rocking it, man. He was, like, not dressed in as much, like, tight clothes as he was even the last time I saw him. He definitely still had leather pants on, but they looked like they might have been leather leggings, you know? And he had a loose black t-shirt, so he looked real comfy. But he was just giving it. And he played the Rain song, which is, like, my favorite Led Zeppelin song.
Perfect.
His new band is really, really good. Like, they're very, like, bluegrassy, but everyone, like, shreds on their instruments. And
does he play anything or is he just singing?
No, he just sings and like struts around and like
he's still got a voice, hey?
Such a good voice.
Amazing. You think that it would go away at some point, but I mean Mick Jagger's a million, he can still sing.
Can he?
I mean, not well, but did he ever?
No.
I've always liked his vibe as a front man, but I know he's not a good person. Yeah. They're a dumb man, but he's a good front man, at least. Robert Plant, they were gross, too, though.
Oh, yeah.
So gross. Ooh. But talented. But gross.
Yeah. Jimmy Page is still kind of gross.
We must hold both of those things in our hands at once. Yeah, yes. Jimmy Page is grosser than
I'd like
Robert
to
Plant.
Hold both of those things in my hands at once.
Wow. Double dick energy.
Two dick energy.
Two dicks.
5-hour energy. 5 dick energy drink. I'm so sorry.
All the energy
but,
of five
oh, just Robert Plant was great. But, you know, remember that meme that was going around? It's like, who has the worst fans? Jesus or whatever. It's like, who has the worst?
Zeppelin?
Zeppelin has the worst fucking fans because they would just, okay, so it wasn't as bad as the last time I went to see Robert Plant and everyone immediately stood up and I couldn't see a fucking thing. At least people, like, sat down. We were in the balcony this time. Mm-hmm. I know I sound like an old lady. I was like, sit down.
But you are.
But I'm fucking short and I just want to be able to see and, like, hear well. But, like, everyone just had their phones up and were filming the whole thing. And they would just, like, constantly, this guy in front of me just kept taking the same shitty picture over and over. It's like, we're in the nosebleed section of the balcony.
How about just enjoy it?
And, like, he kept zooming in, and, like, the only thing I could see his screen, it was just a blur of lights. Like, you're not getting good pictures. But now you've got, like, 50 of them, and are you ever going to look at them? And, like, the videos, like, who cares? Like, you're not going to watch it ever again, and
take
all you're doing...
one shitty picture.
If you want to prove that you were there, like, on Instagram or whatever, sure. Do that right at the beginning of the show, and then shut your shit off. But, like... he just kept opening his phone. He was right in front of me, and so it was just, like, a bright light every single time. And he had just, like, the brightest screen, because you have to turn up your screen really bright to get your tickets, I guess, and so then no one turned theirs down after.
I would have been so fucking annoyed.
Well, I was just sitting there, like, huffing and puffing, and then it's, like, the Rain song is, like, one of the most beautiful, delicate thing, and as soon as Robert Plant would stop singing, the nice guitar part comes in, and everyone just go, woo! We love you, Robert! And it's like, you can't hear the song, and it was the prettiest song. It's probably the last time I'm ever gonna get to see him do that live. I was really mad. I was like, oh, you dumb shits. Of course, I didn't say anything to anybody.
No, of course not.
Because I didn't want to, yeah, whatever. But they
didn't want to be that bitch.
But they kind of wrecked my night, and I was pretty mad about it. And I was just like, you dummies.
I hate that.
Just, like, enjoy... it's Robert Plant.
I just don't like the experience of seeing live music anymore, and it bums me the fuck out.
I just wish that they sold little isolation pods where, like...
I wish I didn't have to see it with other people.
Well, yeah, I just want a private concert with Robert Plant, please.
Well, of course. Or just, like... how about we do a show with all civilized people?
Or, like, you know, I was talking to the girl who does my hair that was talking about she went to Tool... and I guess Maynard, whatever his name is, like...
is a tool.
Takes everybody's phones away and locks them up or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does that.
And it's like, good. Do that.
Yeah, they do that at comedy shows a lot now.
Sure.
Where it's like, nobody wants to go to jail for saying something racist or whatever, like, they do anyway or something.
Sure. But, like, I don't know, do that. And then people were smoking cigarettes inside the Queen Elizabeth Theater.
Oh,
so I was
sick.
Also really mad about that, because then you just smelled like... not even weed. Weed is like, whatever. People were definitely smoking weed, but like...
that's funny, nobody was smoking weed at Janelle.
Yeah, nobody
or cigarettes
did.
Or anything. We just vape.
Because we're all really nice ladies.
All nice ladies. Nice queer ladies.
And you don't want to have cigarette mouth to kiss some ladies.
No, that's yucky. Unless you're Kristen Stewart, and then it's okay, because you're gorgeous and mean.
And mean.
You're gorgeous and mean, and you know what? Lesbians aren't above being interested in that.
Yeah.
We like people to...
step on my neck.
Why is it that I love to be ignored? I hate it, but then I'm like, oh, but I like you.
Pickup artist shit works on you if it's from ladies.
Oh, if it works... oh, God, yeah, I love mean bitches. I hate how much I love mean women. They're so hot, though. I'm like, you're so scary. How are you so scary? Why are you Lana Del Rey?
If we want to move into our, like, sort of fantasy segment
of the
podcast, I was thinking of two things. So, like, I just want to fantasize about, like, touring with Robert Plant. Like, his... His fiddle player is living my best life because he's just, like, a young guy. He opened for Robert Plant with his solo music and then, like, shredded on his, like, set.
Ugh, a young man can do that, you know.
So good. But, that's all. I just would love to go, like, hang out with him in his house in, like, Lake Country somewhere in England or wherever the fuck he lives and just, like... He just loves to collect good musicians and just makes a different band, like, every couple of years. And, like, right now, most of the guys that are playing with him also play in Portishead or played in Portishead.
Oh, wow. They make so fuck music.
It was really good and, like, very, like, a lot of, like, Middle Eastern roots, as is his aesthetic. But, like, I just would love to just go, like, hang out with him and, like, have tea and just, like, jam.
That's awesome.
That's all. But the question I was going to ask you was about dream solo trip.
Okay.
Because if you're talking about you love solo traveling, it could be ones that you're already planning, or, like, what would be one that would be, like, super outlandish that you would feel like you would be hindered to do it? Because we're trying to say, like, what would you do without the restriction of XYZ?
Yeah, I think, like, I probably wouldn't go anywhere by myself for... Maybe if I could break it up into two, like, 3-week things and then, like, hang out with Tessa for, like, a week in the middle or something, because I would just really miss her after a while. Like, it turns out I love my partner.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah, it's gross. I mean, I could go a month without seeing her, but I would really miss her, like, pretty bad. So, I think if I cut it into, like, a 5 or 6 week...
Without the hindrance of actually loving your partner, what kind of solo trip would you do?
Well, I just, like, yeah, because when I think of real, like, what fantasy is like for me, it's just like, well, you know what, how about I phrase it this way, because it is almost in the realm of possibility, so it's like potential fantasy at some point, where because Tessa can work remotely, she can work anywhere, so she can just, like, rent a villa or something somewhere and just plunk down if she's got the old internets, and then I could fuck off for little branch trips for, like, 2 weeks at a time. That would be ideal for me. But where I really would love to go by myself, I would love to redo what I did before in England and Scotland, but just be there for way longer and be able to spend more time in different places. I would have really liked to have spent more time in Edinburgh. I really would have liked to see some other cities in England. Like, I would like to go to Newcastle, York. I'd really like to go to, I don't remember what it was called now, but it was one of the older towns. I keep wanting to say that I'd like to go to the Cotswolds. I'd like to go walking in the Cotswolds. I think that would be nice. Go to Wales and stuff like that. I would love to... So, you know Bill Bryson, yeah?
Yeah.
So
Travel writer.
Travel writer. He did a book about, like, this tiny island or this something island. It's all about England, basically. And he goes on, like, a walking tour of England. And I think that is something I would fucking love to do, is just, like, hoof around England. Mm-hmm. Like, is, like, alternate trains and long-distance walking. Because my friend, my family friend who lives in London, who let me stay in her flat, her name is Hillary. She is a super centennial walker. Like, she's doing a 100-kilometer walk very soon.
Wow.
And she'll do that over 2 days, I believe. So she's walking 50 kilometers and then 50 kilometers with her friend. And I just think that she's so cool. I'd love to do, like one really long walk with her and, like, maybe stay in a B&B or something. Like, that I think would be super fun, is to go on sort of like a slow-paced tour around. So you're, like, experiencing, like, all of the little villages as you walk through them. And I want to go into pubs and be, like, this weird lady who's coming through town.
Coming off the moors.
She's a coming off the moors. I'd just be like, hey, what's up? It's me. I'm here. Let's have a drink. I don't know you. I'm from Canada. How are you? Like...
Mm-hmm.
I find that is so easy for me to do when I'm alone. I don't know why. I walked into the captain's bar and I immediately was friendly with the bartender. I was like, oh, okay, you're Polish. Your name's, like, Mark or whatever. Yeah. Like, yeah. And your friend came and hung out with me, but not for, like, an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. I was there by myself and I was just like, hey, how are you? Hey, how are you? And I just like sitting in a bar and reading. So yeah, I think I would really, that's a big one for me. But I also would love... I still really want to go to Italy with you.
Yeah,
I
know
that's not solo travel, but I just want to eat, like, I want to
eat our way through Tuscany.
See, I want to lose 10 pounds and then go on the trip and just gain the 10 pounds back. I know it's the weight's not important and that kind of stuff, but I want
to. You just
want
to, like, make some room?
I want to make the room because I'm like, we are going on a carb journey an adventure isn't enough of a word. It's a fucking journey through pasta and pizza and, like,
cured bread. Cured meat.
Bread. A cup of coal. Gabagoo. No. Yeah, all I want to do is bang, 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 and take your money and go on trips.
Yeah.
It's funny because the more I travel, the more I love being at home. Like, the last 2 days of travel, I'm always like, I can't wait to get home where my bed and my toilet are. And my rats. Yeah. My little babies. They're turning 2 next week.
Are you going to have a birthday party for your rats?
No! Maybe.
Yeah, make them tiny little cupcake birthday cakes.
Yeah, I might do that.
You have to do that.
You were like making, you're like, you're going to have a party for them? And I was like, no. And you're like, you have to.
Because I like them.
I was like, this is a lot of mixed messages. I might a little bit, but it's funny because their birthday is the day before my nephew's and my very good friend Tiana's birthday. So they're on the 8th.
You can have a combo party.
I was going to say, like, hey, Tiana, do you want to come over for a combo? Your birthday and my rat's birthday? I thought maybe she would be offended. Or she'd be delighted.
I think she might be delighted.
I better check with her, see if she's available.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, what's your, I assume you want to go back to Scotland real bad again.
Well, for sure, definitely. I did a long distance walk in Scotland. I took the train from Edinburgh to Aberdeen, got a hotel for a night up there, and then, I guess it was 2 nights actually, and like, Aberdeen didn't feel super safe at night. It's like an oil town, and so it's just men. There's only men. And it just got, like, dark, and there were just, like, packs of men just roving the street. So I just, like, went to my hotel and took a bath. But then it's, like, the next morning I got up super early, and I just went for a long walk along the coastline because I heard that there was a castle somewhere, and I heard that there were dolphins and puffins and shit.
Oh, cool.
And so I just walked the trail that just went along the cliff's edge, and the wind was so strong that it was, like, keeping me on the cliff, and it's like, if this goes the other way, like, it could blow me off the side of the fucking cliff. But I wound up walking for 5 hours along this cliffside.
Holy shit.
And I found the castle, Donatar, I believe it's called, and there was, like, just a lone bagpiper just, like, piping.
You want my buddy, and you think of, I assume that's the song he's playing.
Of course, the traditional Scottish folk song.
You know, the pipers that all hang out in Edinburgh, right?
Yeah.
There was one there by the museum one day, and he was definitely, definitely doing, if you want my body, just for the 3 people who've seen So I Married an Axe Murderer. Sorry, go ahead. You walked 5 fucking hours to this castle with the one bagpiper.
Yeah, and it was just, like, a really nice, I, like, sat in various fields and went down into coves and, like, sat by the sea.
And whizzed into the wind.
Just, like, and it was, like, the ruins of this castle, basically. So I walked around in there for a while and then wandered into a little seaside town that was, I think it was called Stonehaven. And then, again, yeah, walked down into the town and
walked through the sanding stones and went back in time.
Fuck Jamie.
Fuck Jamie.
That's big dick energy.
No, that's bigger than big dick energy. That's, like, oh, boy.
That's like,
it's like the Edinburgh Tower energy.
The Scots monuments.
Yeah.
No, Scott. Yeah, Scott monument.
It is the Scots monument. Yeah, that big old dick tower.
Just destroy your business.
Oh, God, this is screwed. Parents, don't listen to this.
But then, yeah, wandered into the pub and just, like, sat down and was like, so where's the nearest train station from here? And they're like, oh, we do have one in town. I'm like, oh, good. Because I didn't really plan on how I was going to fucking get back to Aberdeen.
Yeah.
I just realized that I had just kept walking.
Right.
It was really nice, though. But just, like, that bright blue sea, the bright green grass.
Did you get such a sunburn?
Cliff, I sure did, yeah. And was very, like, but then, yeah, sunburnt and foot sore. But then, yeah, just took the train back. And it was actually, like, it was only, like, a 15 or 20 minute train ride. But because the train's direct and I walked along the whole outer edge of the coast.
Did you figure out how many miles you walked or kilometers?
500 miles.
Fuck you.
Da-da-da. I could probably check it. I could check it out. But, like, yeah, it just felt really nice to just walk and walk and walk. So
I love walking.
I feel ya on that.
There is a point where it hurts, but
yes. But, like, crossing through people's fields. And, like, it's walking on, like, uneven ground, so that's a lot.
Which is great for your feet and hips and stuff, yeah.
Exactly. And so I got to see some sheep. And, like, in Scotland, you just have the right to roam. That's a very bad accent. But, like, you can just cut through people's yards and, like, gates. And just as long as you close the gate behind you so the sheep don't get out or whatever. Like, and you're allowed to camp anywhere.
No one's going to shoot you.
Yeah.
See, that would be really cool, actually. actually, is just, like, taking yourself a little... Like, I don't know how I would feel about solo camping, but I would love to be as brave as a person who does feel good about that. Because, I mean, people tell me, like... I think I've talked about this on the podcast before. Like, whenever anybody says something I do is brave, I find it very absurd because I don't do the things that I'm afraid of. Mm-hmm. I just do the things that feel good
that
to me.
They're
like,
afraid of.
That sometimes that feel very challenging, but don't feel I don't feel fear about them necessarily. Apprehension maybe, but like I feel like being in nature at night would probably make me very afraid if I was alone.
By yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's just like the safety concern. So my sort of fantasy trip of traveling alone would be like going basically to like Middle East, like Turkey or Morocco, or like places that you're supposed to be with a dude most of the time. I don't know if like a lot those places that I just named are like much more like secular and anything, and I don't want to be xenophobic or anything, but it's like there are places where it's like much better if you have a male escort with you or whatever, and it's like that just bugs me, and I would love to just like be like one of those sassy, like, traveling dames from the 1920s where it's like...
You want to be Franny Fisher, don't you?
Yes, of course I want to be Franny Fisher. I believe we've covered this already, but like... But like, to just take your steamer trunk around the world and like, you get set up at your nice hotel and you go and have like, go to the different markets and eat all the good food and go to the hammam, like, spa and like, just like, have all these beautiful experiences.
And you now ring for Mr. Butler, please. Hello, Mr. Butler.
I don't know. So, like, yeah, places. Or, like, to go to Southeast Asia by myself. Like, I've had a bunch of guy friends that did that. It's like I just took a rented a motorbike and rode around Thailand and stuff. And it's like I just don't feel safe doing that by myself. And that bugs me that, like, I don't know if it's true or not or if anyone would bother me or whatever. But it's like there just feels like places that I wouldn't feel safe traveling as a solo lady.
Ooh, I have another... potential one. I know I already said...
You're allowed to say stuff. We don't have a guest.
Like the walking and train journey, sort of like... I really meant like the whole of the United Kingdom. I want to walk all over it. And I want to walk 500. I really want to walk 500 miles on the trip. Like,
yeah.
Just so I can be like, guys.
But then would you also walk 500 more?
No, that sounds really rough. But it'd probably have to be quite a few weeks because to walk 500 miles would take a really long time.
Yeah.
So... I can't imagine that it's easy to walk much more than about 12 or 13 miles a day. Because, I mean, I know people can do 20 miles a day on foot, but that feels like a lot.
Yeah, and you'd have to kind of work your way up to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what is a 26.2 for a I want to say Matterhorn, but I mean a marathon.
Okay.
Those have most of the same letters. They look the same in my head. It's like, Katie, do you just see the words as you say them and you talk? Like, yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
I don't. Oh. Sometimes I do. If it's a word I don't say very often.
Like marathon? Because why the fuck would you?
Why the fuck would I say marathon? Yeah, that'd be fucking...
That's but funny. What would be another thing that you want to do?
Oh, I would love to do Northern Europe, like Sweden, Norway, Iceland. Well, maybe Iceland, like Copenhagen. I would love to go to Denmark. Denmark and Sweden specifically. Norway sounds like it's kind of a fun time too. I've heard Sweden's not very fun, but I want to go to Sweden.
It was nice. I like Stockholm.
They don't have any weed there. It's just not cool. People just don't do it. But, you know, I've been in Iceland for a minute. It's very expensive. I assume that the other Nordic countries are exactly like that. But I wonder how many distant relatives I could exploit for... Because that's the thing is this. I like traveling by myself and then, like, staying at someone's house and then not spending the whole day with them. Because that means I'm not lonely. I get to talk to someone at the end of the day. But I don't have to include them in my plans, necessarily. If they want to come along, great.
I like being that kind of low-key house guest where people are just like, oh, like...
I didn't even know she was there.
Yeah, do you need me to tell you where to go? It's like, no, it doesn't matter. Like, I'll just figure it out.
Thank you for the bedroom. Yeah. Really appreciate it. Yeah, I love that. I like to be a really good guest. Whenever I could, like, jizz over my Airbnb reviews from people, they're just like, she left it cleaner than when she arrived, I think. She was like, so quiet. Like, ideal guest. Ideal. Like, mwah, 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 mwah. Thank you for that validation.
This is my life's work.
My life's work is just getting everyone's approval. I'm just, like, going through all 7.5 billion people. Tick, tick, tick.
Well, most of them have an Airbnb, so I'm sure you'll be able to get through it at some point.
I'm so sorry for all of the flying and Airbnb and Uber and Lyft usage that I've done and Uber Eats.
Oh, well.
Thank you for bringing me my Chinese food, Salazar. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, you know, this modern era, you just kind of got to do what you got to do or something.
Yeah. can't fight the system.
Yeah, or, you can. Yeah, you can. Yeah, I guess, like, living with integrity and blah, blah, blah is all much.
Just,
it's hard. I like convenient stuff, too, so whatever.
I just feel like living with integrity means eventually I have to buy powder to brush my teeth with.
Ew.
Like, ooh, we're being healthy. I have to get those little cotton pads that are not, you don't throw out. You just wash them when you use them for your makeup. I'm not going to do that. Well, I'm going to keep making garbage. Fuck all y'all.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm a garbage person, and I love to make garbage.
We did say at the beginning of this episode that we are cunts, so there you go.
Cunts are back in town.
Well, this cunt really wants to go on a travel, like, adventure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So, like, I'm down for planning our Italy trip as, like, because that could just be, like, a week, right? Or
yeah.
A week and a bit. A 10-day
trip. Let's do a 10-day Italy trip. That sounds good.
Yeah. I think that's totally reasonable.
Or 15 days and go to Greece and fall in love in Mykonos and just enact all of Mamma Mia.
Yeah, there's a lot of places in Greece that I'd love to go to. I just went to Athens and then to one little island, but to go to, like, the Santorini and the Mykonos and all those, like, the fancy ones.
Yes,
like,
I want to go to one of those. I want to go and be at one of those places where they serve you breakfast, like, on a terrace, and it's just white terraces, and mm-hmm. it's the ice blue sea.
And then there's maybe a pool on that terrace that's, like, an infinity pool.
And there's a guy nearby, like, just outside of the most picturesque stuff, and he's so hairy, and he's so shiny.
Stavros?
And he has so much gold.
Yeah.
And he's just, like... Hello, I'm Stavros.
I also felt very unsafe in Greece.
Okay.
Like, as two ladies, like...
I imagine that Italy will probably feel the same.
Yeah.
If we went to Rome, anyway.
Yeah, it just, like, we got followed down, like, streets and stuff. It was not fun, so...
That's gross.
It was... So, yeah, some of those things I'm just, like, pissed that can't travel as freely in the world as I want to. And then, like, I'm saying this as, like, an extremely privilege I'm realizing as people are getting detained at fucking borders mm-hmm. and shit, like... Nah, I can't, like, hang out in Greece. Like, so, yeah, fucking fuck me forever. Like,
we know that our problems are not yeah. real problems.
Damn it, I just broke the fantasy fourth wall.
Well,
and let
happens.
In some of the reality. But, you know, I've been trying to do really good stuff in the world to try to counteract that.
Well, you know what? This is fantasy, and we just, we really, like, hit that cunt note right off the top.
Yeah.
I feel like we should call this episode See You Next Tuesday or something like
We've
that.
We've actually already called an episode that.
Oh, no! We did, didn't we? Oh, boy.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week with maybe a guest. I don't care. Okay.
We'll figure it out. Whatevs.
Bye. Bye.